Now, this is a statement about rebirth and about other planes of existence. And for most of us, this is probably outside the realm of our own immediate experience. And it's also outside the realm of mainstream Western thought. So it may be, at least for some of you, it may be difficult to sign on to these teachings, you know, of rebirth and past lives and future lives and all the different realms of existence. For myself, there was a very gradual opening to even considering the possibility of this. So I came to Dharma practice. I studied philosophy at college, Western philosophy. And I had no belief at all. When I went to India after the Peace Corps, I had no belief at all in past or future lives, in different planes of existence. But over time, several things happened which began to open my mind to the possibility of it. First, the more I practiced and studied, so much of what the Buddha taught did resonate with what I was actually experiencing. So I began to think, well, if he was right about so much, maybe he's right about the other things he's saying. You know, and so just based on what I could verify by myself, I just began to consider, well, let me keep an open mind to the things that I can't verify. I began to practice what the poet Coleridge called the willing suspension of disbelief. You know, I saw that just as we can become attached to our belief systems, we can become attached to our disbeliefs. And so I began to see that and just loosened that up a little bit. You know, just let me stay open.